What's your favorite peanut butter chocolate treat? Easy call, right? Well, it might be more of a dilemma after you try the new Reese's Chocolate Lava Big Cup. It's a delicious twist on that favorite treat. The Reese's Chocolate Lava Big Cup is the perfect combination of creamy milk chocolate, delicious peanut butter, and an ooey-gooey chocolatey filling. It's a completely new kind of Reese's peanut butter perfection. Shop Reese's Chocolate Lava Big Cup now at a store near you. Found wherever candy is sold.
Elon Musk is exposing in the federal government exactly what he exposed at Twitter when he purchased Twitter. What do we find out there? Big government was pressuring big tech to censor Americans. You don't have to take my word for it. We had the Twitter files. Oh, and we also had someone else in big tech send a letter to this committee and tell us exactly what they were doing. Mark Zuckerberg said the Biden administration was pressuring us to censor. We did it. We're sorry. We won't do it again. Told the whole world that in a letter to this committee. So Elon Musk is now doing that for the federal government. We think that's a good thing. And I understand the fundamental difference the left has with us conservatives. Democrats believe it is the career elected bureaucrats who are supposed to run the country. We don't think that's the way it's supposed to work.
Well, it's not supposed to work that way. But unfortunately, that's how it's been operating for with USAID since what? 60s? And I can't even imagine, not to like completely freak you out and make you think that, because it probably is a lot worse than it seems. I hate saying that, but it's probably true. But think about it. You have decades of this happening. You know that this is just literally just this is just some of what we know. There's going to be stuff that we've never even thought of and that we'll never find. There are people who have made fat bank off of the taxpayer for our lifetimes. And we're never, I hate saying it, but we'll probably never find all that out. I mean, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but that's why it's so important to run down every little bit. Every single little bit. I mean, the stuff that we're still finding out as the left screams and acts like that it's somehow unconstitutional to watch a people hold its government accountable for all of the waste and fraud and abuse and the horrific amounts of spending. I mean, I could go on and on. We've talked about how infuriating this is and how, I mean, so where do you even go after this? That thing has got to go. The whole department, which it is, and thankfully, POTUS is really getting on it, taking it, I mean, just cutting out everything. And I want to point out, too, because we're going to play this audio. Some people, I feel like they're saying, and I had a friend who was making this comment to me, and they were saying that, oh, well, you know, as it pertains to some of this stuff looks like it's like little cutting. It's like, you know, he's not really cutting a whole heck of a lot. I actually disagree. I think that you got to go after absolutely everything, big and small, because the little things add up. I mean, again, only in D.C. can you say that $10 billion or, you know, $15 billion? There was one study I read where it was like $20 billion that was being used for some asinine project. Only in D.C. is it not considered a whole hell of a lot. To us, it's a lot. And when you add that up with all of the other little things, the little bitty things that, you know, $10 billion here, $20 billion here, well, then guess what? That starts adding up really quick. And then the next thing you know, you're at half a trillion. I mean, it's insane. The amount of money that we're talking about. So yes, every little bit counts for this. And that's our taxpayer dollars. Are we ever going to get them back? What's going to happen with this? And that's one of the things, by the way, that I hope that POTUS follows up on is some of the relief for this. So welcome to the program. Dana Lash with you. So we're at the top of this first hour. And can we get the plastic straw audio? Because I want to use this kind of as an example where I had a friend tell me, Dana, this is not a lot. I mean, really, plastic straws, it's not a big deal, plastic straw. I'm like, that's actually a big deal. Why is it not a big deal? I think it's actually a big deal. Yeah, audio sent by four. Go ahead and play this.
Next, this is an executive order. I love the guy explaining it, by the way. Straws. As you've consistently identified, nobody really likes paper straws.
Number one trending. Can you believe it? A paper straw was number one trending for 3 days or something.
The environmental impact of plastic straws versus paper straws is entirely unclear. This has cost both the government and private industry an absolute ton of money and left consumers all over the country wildly dissatisfied with their straws. So we're asking aspects of the federal government, federal departments and agencies to look at their existing procurement processes, and we're asking your domestic policy council to look holistically at this issue to address it, and it really is something that affects ordinary Americans in their everyday lives.
We're going back to plastic straws. These things don't work. I've had them many times, and on occasion they break, they explode. If something's hot, they don't last very long, like a matter of minutes, sometimes a matter of seconds. It's a ridiculous situation. So we're going back to plastic straws. I think it's okay.
The thing that you're missing out of this, we don't need it, is how loud his pen is. Oh, my gosh. Did you hear him sign it? Yeah. It's like ASMR on steroids. Listen. That's him signing the straw thing. That's how loud it is.
And I don't think that plastic's going to affect the shark.
Wait, no. Can I have the shark part? No. Juan's dying. This is the most important part of the audio right here. Pay attention.
And I don't think that plastic's going to affect the shark very much as they're munching their way through the ocean.
Thank you, sir. Next, we have...
munching their way through the ocean. It is what they do. It's their house. That's their house. They're munching their way through the ocean. POTUS is absolutely correct in that. I love it. I love everything about it. So I had a friend say, Dana, you know, it's not a big deal. Really, that's the thing that the right is celebrating, is like the straws. First off, let's put something in perspective. I actually think it's very good optically to have this. And let me explain why. They're going after the really big waste, fraud, and abuse with USAID, correct? So they're going after the huge amounts of waste, fraud, and abuse. But while this is happening, I think that he understands that the people have to have something. They have to have an immediate effect. They need to have something, a little bit of immediate satisfaction as a way to measure the impact of the election. Does this make sense? Because people are so tired. They've been so beaten down, dealing with inflation, feeling like, you know, they are persona non grata. They've been targeted. And having smaller things that have immediate impact that accompany the bigger cost cutting moves is smart, because it gives people that immediate satisfaction while also still accomplishing the big work. So while people are waiting to see results of some of the other cost cutting, they see, oh, wow, I don't have any crappy paper straws anymore. Which, by the way, I think that's the stupidest thing I have ever heard of. Whoever decided that we should do paper straws should be hung high. I'm not speaking rhetorically. I mean, these people, they should go out like Mussolini. Mussolinium. Take them out. Have them find like a square similar to that in Milan and have the people beat them. I'm just saying, because it's that bad. What?
It's not too harsh.
No. Harsh. It's a mercy.
Oh.
It's a mercy. Okay. It is. Can I just reiterate? Who was the brain trust behind, let's put a paper thing in some liquid, you can drink your liquid through the paper straw? Who came up with that? That's so stupid. And then you had the government that was doing, I mean, isn't it like, to me, it seems like that's like you're putting toxins in your drink, but whatever. If you insist on having to have biodegradable straws because that's the hill that your insufferable life is going to die on, then you know what? Go get you some corn-based straws. That's what I use. And not because I am avoiding plastic. It's just because they're huge, right? And I don't know. Now I like big straws. It's just the way it is. and they're colorful. So I get a specific type made in the USA. I get a specific type. Probably Big Corn makes them. You know what? Put Big Corn to use. Instead of letting them try to run the hell out of all of our primaries, let them have the straws. You know, you can do that or just go to plastic. I'm so tired of it. And have you noticed, like, even, what's his face? The guy who played Wet Thor. Who is that guy? Wet Thor. Yes, I can't think of the name of it. The movie. I feel like Mighty Boosh right now. It's the windy mover. Who's the Wet Thor guy? He played Wet Thor.
Sometimes we need a clear vision into your head.
It's Wet like Thor with water. Wet
is
Thor.
Arthur Curry?
No, and he had a trident.
That fictional character?
The guy, Wet Thor with the trident.
You talking about Jason Momoa playing that character?
Yes, yes, him. Okay. He played Wet Thor.
Yeah, Arthur Curry.
I don't know who that is. Is that a basketball player? I don't even know.
It is Jason Momoa.
I know Jason Momoa, but what was the name of the guy that he played? It was like a big franchise.
Huh?
Dear heavens. I'm sitting here with like every generation.
No, it's Aquaman, but
Thank you, Aquaman. Wet Thor.
The character. Okay.
Same difference. So Kane's like, I'm going three pages deeper.
You're like the fifth ball I'm juggling in the last 2 minutes.
So, no, hold up. Listen. Do you remember when he was trolling Chris Pratt over like water bottles and straws on Instagram? It's that kind of stuff that I'm talking about. It's the little things. You got everyday people living their everyday lives. They want to go. They want to take their kids to school or practice or wherever, and they got to go work their job, and then they got to pay the tax, man. They come home. They got dinner to make and all this other stuff. And they just, for the love of all things holy, have one little bright spot, and that's enjoying an ice cold drink with a straw in it or having a straw, and then you get a paper straw and it turns into this like barely soluble mess in your drink that makes it undrinkable. It's just one of the little things that makes people's lives insufferable. This just is a little thing that helps out a lot. That's it. That's all I'm saying. That's it. That's the tweet. That's it. So I was telling my friend this because my friend could not understand why it was such a big deal. And I'm like, first off, you're a Martian, because I don't know anyone who loves these paper straws. And I really feel like we need to take you to like some secret government building and make sure that you're actually who you say you are, because this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Number one. Number two, you can come and take it. My plastic straw. Come and do that. So I'm happy about it. I'm going to try not to go off on a rant. Can we please deal with the light bulbs? Because LED light bulbs are stupid. They're stupid, and the light that they emit is dumb. And I went down this rabbit hole about different light hues and how it affects human emotions and human temperaments. And I really think that there's something to it. That's the worst thing that you do. LED lights are horrible. That whole bright white, I like the soft, warm glow. Next, he needs to do that. And then I think I want another EO just for the phosphates and the dish detergent. Stop that. Make phosphates great again. So these are little things that he's doing. Now, we got some bigger stuff too, because he's entertaining the leader of Jordan. Leaders of Jordan are visiting today. Now, he issued this ultimatum to Hamas. You know, Saturday at noon, that sounds pretty good, or all hell's going to break loose. And Hamas has decided they want to play a delightful game of FAFO. I'm tired of indulging these terrorists, and I think the whole strip should be turned to glass, but that's me. Don't stop with the weeping and gnashing of the teeth. I'm so tired of these geopolitically illiterate people. I'm done with it. But he's hosting the King of Jordan. The pressure that he's applying, he suggested that, maybe we won't give no more aid to them if they're not going to accept any of these guys and refugees. We're going to talk about this, because this is all happening today. Also, U.S. aid packages were found amongst Hezbollah weapons caches in Lebanon. You knew that was coming. Also coming up, Tom Homan, border czar. He knows where the ice leaks were coming. Tom Homan's coming to get them. I don't think I'd want to be on the receiving end of that. So we're going to dive into all of that and more. We got a lot today. It's a lot every day now. I mean, every day we hit the ground running. You know that ivermectin, they talk about it in terms of prevention, etc. It's simple, fast, and affordable to get it on all family pharmacy. These are doctors that you work with, like actual doctors, not like big pharma type doctors. And when you visit allfamilypharmacy.com, you can use code Dana and get 10% off your whole order. So I was taking my ivermectin that I got from them. They've also helped me out like over Thanksgiving when I couldn't get into my doctor. And I know I'm getting strep throat. I know it's a thing. And I was able to get the antibiotics I need because I've been to this goat rodeo before, and their doctor was able to sign off. They sent it like in a day and a half, and that's not even expedited. That's just like how fast they sent it. You can skip the hassle, and here's what I really like about the medicines that they offer at All Family Pharmacy. It's not made in China. They're not made in China. This is all these are all elements from the U.S. of A. So that's huge, I think, when you're looking at medicines and antibiotics and things like that. You can get comprehensive treatment options in addition to the ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. You got antibiotics and over 200 other essential medicines. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana for 10% off using promo code Dana. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana10 gets you 10% off today.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So two private planes collided in a deadly crash on the tarmac at Scottsdale, Arizona airport, killing one person. Now, this is the one where it's Vince Neil, because it's a private jet that Vince Neil, yes, that Vince Neil of Motley Crue, one that he owns. And it was landing at the airport. It veered off the runway, collided with another parked plane. They said that there were two pilots and two passengers on Neil's plane. He wasn't amongst them. But it collided with this Gulfstream. There's one fatality. It had four come from Austin, Texas. One person was in the parked plane. So that's just awful. I mean, how does something like that even happen? Why all of a sudden are we having all of this stuff? Why are we having all this stuff? Because we had, you know, Mayor Gay himself, who was there, who was Department of Transportation, you know, he had Secretary Booty Juice. I mean, what the hell was he doing all those years? Costco and Trader Joe's are limiting how many eggs people come by because everything is stupid. I'm going to go steal some chickens. They literally said it's due to the supply of eggs, limit to one dozen of any kind. This is why you send multiple family members in. China is imposing retaliatory tariffs that are not going to do anything because it's only $14 billion worth of U.S. goods. Meanwhile, what they get from us is like, wait, I mean, it's not even going to make a dent. It's just dumb. People that are apparently going on Ozempic, now there's one of the side effects is that they could go blind. It affects, I think they said, a small fraction of people, but
see the food.
It is, I can't even pronounce these words. Lots of words with consonants in them. The active ingredients in it, they said it's actually having negative impacts on their optic nerves and blood vessels and the retina, all of that. Stick with us. Achieving vibrant, youthful skin doesn't have to be complicated. With the power of Native Path Collagen, you can nourish your body from within and enhance not just your skin, but also your hair, your nails. By incorporating Native Path Collagen into your daily routine, you can promote a plump, radiant complexion, reduce signs of aging, and boost your overall vitality, all without any unnecessary fillers or additives. Native Path Collagen has only type 1 and 3 collagen, the most important types, making up 90% of your body's collagen. No artificial sweeteners, just pure third-party tested goodness. It's completely flavorless, so you can just add it to about anything, your coffee, your smoothies, oatmeal, or whatever you want. And the best part is that Native Path's peptides formula makes it more bioavailable, so it means your body will absorb it easily. Start your journey to healthier skin today. Get nativepath.com/Dana and stock up on Native Path Collagen and save up to an incredible 45% off plus free shipping. Every order includes a 365-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out. Head to getnativepath.com/Dana.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There it is. Pursuant to the authority of the Secretary of Defense, Title 10, United States Code, Section 113, I direct the Army to change the name of Fort Liberty, North Carolina, to Fort Bragg, North Carolina. That's right. Bragg is back.
Bragg is back. That's SecDef. By the way, can we get, I retweeted this earlier. I think he's in Germany right now, right?
Yes.
He's in Germany, and he woke up and decided, you know, he's going to go work out with some of the dudes over in Germany. There's better pictures of it. I retweeted one. I don't know if you guys saw the dudes that he is working out with, but it is literally a real life, like 40K loadout, like with the squad. He's rolling with Ogren, man. He's rolling with like a whole, we got to get the other dude in there. Wait, I'm going to find the other picture while Juan shows you this one. I have never seen a man this large in my ever-loving life, and I've met Brock Lesnar in person. Brock Lesnar shook my hand and my whole hand disappeared. Look at this guy's shirt. His chest muscles have muscles on them. His neck muscles have their own muscles. His earlobes have muscles. Look at him. He looks so happy. And the pavement is like, why do you hate me? He's so happy. He could, like, look at him. He's just, like, smiling and happy. Like, I love this. He's legit an Ogryn, man. Can you imagine? Oh, you just send him into Gaza with, like, a bolt gun and a spiked club, and everything's going to be set, man. Just send, we got our own team of Ogryn. Is he one of ours? Yeah. Is that a German dude, or is he one of ours? I just said, that's what all I care about. Is that ours? Is that guy ours? SecDef rolls out with like a whole retinue of Ogryn. Who knew? I've never seen a SecDef do that before, have you? No, like go out, not with Ogryn, I mean. But I mean like go out and run before the sun comes up and do a full workout with all the dudes there. That's what he was doing while he was in Germany. He did a full-on workout. Golly. Now this, they renamed Fort Bragg. When Biden was in office, to Fort Liberty, which was stupid. It was stupid because of the history of it. Let me explain something to people who, I guess, are illiterate. Juan's getting all the workout photos ready. Oh, you did. You got the whole team of Ogryn ready. I get so distracted when I see certain things. And Juan's like, will you stop it? Juan's getting ready to show you the whole team of Ogryn. Like, it's not just, look at these guys. It's not just one dude, all of them. And then you got the guys in the jacket that are like, I don't know who they are, in the background. But yeah, rolling out with a whole retinue of Ogryn at SecDef. So he changed through this memo, Fort Bragg, back. It was Fort Liberty, now it's Fort Bragg again, right? And people need to understand something about, they really need to understand the history of why we had, you know, forts and monuments and stuff like that as it related to Confederates. Because we had a nation that was we were at each other's throats. We were killing each other. Major civil war. The whole purpose of having statues of Confederate soldiers and naming certain places after generals, it had nothing to do, people were saying that it was something about celebrating or creating some monuments or what, somehow celebrating the losses of whatever. I don't know, there's a million excuses. There's one reason why it was done. And the reason why it was done is because the North, they were not being sore winners, and they understood that the nation needed to be brought back together after being so divided. It was magnanimous in what they did. They were being very generous, and they were being, this was a move of reconciliation to say, look, you did what you did, and, you know, we disagreed with it, we defeated you in battle, but to that effect, we're not going to shame your war dead, we're not going to do anything like that, and we're going to allow you to have those remembrances as well. That was done as a means of unity, not as a means of division. It was never designed to erase what was done. We had to unify again as a nation after the Civil War. And that's why this move was made under Lincoln's direction, I might add, because it was determined that we need to do something and make sure that people understand this is their country too. And we need to have a national reconciliation. That's what it was about. The reason that the left is targeting all of this stuff, it's not because these people care about the horrors of slavery. Are you kidding me? Democrats promoted slavery. Democrats have been on the wrong side of human rights since the inception of their party. Democrats wanted slavery. They didn't want women to vote, and they sent Native Americans on the trail of genocide so that they could discount a Supreme Court ruling and steal their land in Georgia. And that was under Andrew Jackson, who I don't know why some people on the right revere him, but I think he's a fecal bird. I can't say what I really want to say. I'm not a fan. That said, there was a reason why these moves were made and why these acknowledgments were allowed. And the left targets it now because they think that this is a scab to pick. And if you can inflame tension about something that's, you know, 150 plus years old now, then you can use that as a way of division. It's Mao 101. That's the whole purpose. It had nothing to do with them somehow rejecting slavery or condemning the horrors of it. Because again, remember, these people were the ones who fought for it. Republicans then moved in after they were defeated. But Democrats, just like with everything else, they wanted this. They don't care about the value of a human. They don't care about life. And I'm saying that as a party. Go and look at their mission statements. Go and look at their actual like statement of purpose. The stuff that they celebrate at their conventions. Why do you think so many people left that damn party? And they're either independent or they count themselves as moderate Republicans that are looking for just fiscal sense and normalcy. There's a reason why. I also was looking at some of the criticisms that people were giving Hegseth for this, because the individual, they named it after somebody that has, you know, because it was named after World War II Private First Class Roland Bragg. Braxton Bragg was the Confederate general that they were that originally it was named after. And then, of course, that's like a whole other can of worms, because a lot of people, even those who are wanting these monuments, et cetera, to stand, think that he was like one of the worst ones, like bad in terms of strategy. That's irrelevant to the conversation, but it's interesting. Now, renaming it to a private first class, Roland Bragg, and he apparently saved somebody's life because he commandeered an enemy ambulance, drove it like 20 miles to transport one of his fellow wounded soldiers to an Allied hospital. This was in Belgium. And so they decided they renamed it after him. Lorraine noted that it's such a low rank that he would have never been considered for such an honor, and we would not know about him, really, if Hegseth wasn't there in office. So this guy did a very, very brave thing, something that maybe perhaps would have been overlooked because he was, you know, private first class, and now it's been elevated to, and what he did was incredibly heroic. And the fact that it was, you know, it just happens to have the name Bragg, I think it was clever. Some people were saying that it's weak and that Hegseth should have just changed it back. I get what they're saying. This is not something that again, not a hill I'm going to die on, because there's so much that has to be done. But at least it says Bragg again, you know. And it also highlights the heroism of this private first class in World War II. But I do understand people are saying, and it's not because people are trying to be contrarian. For some, and I had a friend that was explaining, you know, kind of their disagreement. They were saying that the move to erase these names and tear down these statues is not a move that is born of reconciliation. Because in order to have that mission objective, then you're basically having to go back and pick open the scab and saying that all these same divisions are still there. It has nothing to do with reconciliation. It's because they're communists. And when for communists to be communists, there always has to be a boogeyman. There always has to be a grievance. There always has to be a struggle. They have to maintain control under the illusion of constant struggle. And they want complete and total subjugation. There's no repentance. There's no reconciliation. There is no mercy. There is no grace. It has to be completely one and done all. And those critics are saying that by only partially kind of going halfway and changing the name, that he didn't pull it out by the root totally. Now, my understanding is that he's not legally allowed to change it fully all the way back to Braxton Bragg, from what somebody was explaining to me, and that's why Roland Bragg is why they went the way that they did. But I mean, regardless, I just think that What's interesting to note, and this is the irony in the left's cultural revolution, is back during, you know, the Civil War, you had the North and South, even afterwards, that were more gracious towards each other than modern day progressives are towards each other and even people on the other side of the ideological aisle. Think about that. You had a nation that was we were at each other's throats and we were destroying ourselves. And afterwards, some very, very magnanimous, gracious moves were made in order to achieve national unity once again. And people then dealt with each other with a heck of a lot more grace, understanding, and support for reconciliation. That does not exist today. The people on the left do not have that motive or thought in mind. This has nothing to do with being magnanimous. They want total destruction. They don't care about reconciliation. They don't care about rehabilitation. They don't care about grace. They want total destruction because that to them is the ultimate subjugation. They don't even care about converting people to their cause anymore. That used to be what the left cared about. They wanted to persuade people to think like they do. Now they don't even do that. They don't care about that anymore. It's about just total destruction. That to them is the ultimate subjugation. The right cannot afford to make that mistake. And in fact, I think it's one of the reasons why the tent is so big, is that we haven't. But I do think that it is a very interesting irony, and it's a lesson that's lost in all of this. All these people that argue about this issue, you know, they fail to realize that they lack the grace. The reason that you cannot have that kind of national reconciliation today is because you have people who are too self-centered. They lack the grace to extend to others. They believe in the scarcity of greatness, so they gatekeep it. It's very interesting. On the left, they're very bad about this. Very interesting. It's a very interesting psychological deep dive. But that's the whole reason why you had these monuments and you had, you know, these forts that were named what they were. It's because it was about that national reconciliation. We had to bring both sides together, and nobody wanted to discount, you know, what the families of those Confederate soldiers went through. It was nothing about elevating or somehow enshrining the purpose for which they were fighting into, you know, the national hearts and minds. It was about saying, we recognize that you suffered losses and we want to go forward together. That's what it was about. And these people are too stupid to understand that today. They don't get it. And they keep saying, well, too much time has passed. You don't need that anymore. I actually think it's a great, when you see these things, it's a great reminder of this is what our nation went through. You know, not every statue is meant to be some sort of celebration of what someone did. In many instances, it's a reminder of what people went through or what people suffered. And it's a actual physical meat space thing that provokes remembrance of that. But the left doesn't get it. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Super Beats, the Super Barine. This is a great product. I actually take this. I mean, this is stuff that I do legitimately take, and I tell you about it. You have the Super Beats Heart Chews, which are great. You have the Super Barine product, which is all about healthy metabolism and healthy blood sugar levels. And it's just in one easy-to-take capsule. It's not like a huge horse pill. It's a very easy-to-take capsule once a day. That's all it takes. And this is, you know, an all-natural product. They use this clinically researched berberine. And what they've discovered with this particular type of berberine that they're using is it has a nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. And it also has, they include Italian olive fruit extract that provides very strong antioxidant properties on top of it, used by doctors from the makers of the Heart Chews. So head to your nearest Sam's Club, because they're at Sam's Club now. You can save on Super Beats Heart Chews there, as well as the Super Barine from Human. You're going to love the way that it makes you feel.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Look, does not like the idea that a guy who would not even be constitutionally eligible to run for president is acting as president. A guy who, if he were president, would be impeached immediately because he's taking billions of dollars in foreign government emoluments from all over the world. And some people have actually been talking about impeaching President Elon Musk right now, you know, on the theory that he's usurped the powers of the presidency. So I think
I'm just getting really tired of these people bitching and moaning about how they're going to impeach someone who didn't go through any process by which impeachment would be a remedy. I mean, he's not elected. He's not in a cabinet post that required any kind of confirmation. He's doing a glorified audit. And they're so mad. They're talking about using taxpayer dollars to target a private citizen who's providing auditing services to the executive at the request of the executive and by the support of the American people over half of the country that voted for him. So this is dumb. You're wasting money. I'm so tired of these. That's the only thing they know how to do. Oh, impeach, impeach. Shut up. Shut up. You absolute rat bastard traitors. So tired of it. Shut up. That's all they have. Impeach, impeach, impeach you, impeach your mom. Done with it. So just keep doing. You know, they have no idea how to maneuver around any of this. And that's honestly, this is what we wanted to see. He had to hit this new term, all pedal, no brake, all gas, no brake, floor, pedal to the floor. That's it. And he's doing it. And they have no, they can't maneuver to stop it. So they're freaking out and it's all impeached. You can't impeach him. He's not impeachable. It's so stupid. So coming up, the King of Jordan is meeting with POTUS. I'm very curious because King of Jordan acts like he's, you know, a badass kind of dude, right? He acts like he's a tough guy. Very, you know, he's, you know, and we're going to see because they've had some words over Gazan refugees. Hamas made some, they're trying to clap back. We're going to cover all of this coming up next. Stick with us. History shows gold and silver thrive under strong leadership. During President Trump's first term, gold surged 53% and silver soared 51%. With him back, could precious metals break new records in 2025 and beyond? In times of economic uncertainty, smart investors turn to assets that have proven their worth. Gold and silver have historically outperformed in volatile markets, making them a crucial part of any strategy for preserving and growing wealth. And that's why I trust the partners at GoldCo. Secure your financial future today and don't wait until the next economic crisis happens. GoldCo is a trusted leader in precious metals, and with over $3 billion in gold and silver secured for hardworking Americans, they've been a top-rated company from the start. Take action and partner with a company that puts your security first. Visit DanaLikesGold.com right now and get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. On top of that, you could also qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus silver, possibly even more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
Now, the disruptor in chief, Elon Musk, who apparently has adopted the alias, at least he changed his social media handle to Harry Balls, tweeted this morning, democracy in America is being destroyed by judicial coup. An activist judge is not a real judge.
Yeah. And as for the where is the lie? I mean, they're just mad because they have to say these things. Imagine being angrier over having to say those things as opposed to spending $15 million studying the effects of flavored cigarettes on lesbian obesity. And this is like the third lesbian obesity study. It's like, I don't know. Stop it. Why? Or studying transgenderism in mice, several mil for that. I don't even know. Can I just make up random things that I can just, maybe this is some way I can claw some of my taxpayer dollars back that I've paid over the years. I'll come up with just absolutely stupid experiments and say that I need grant money, wink, winky, to fund it, right? Like, would it be beneficial to have a couple extra toes? That's a great study.
I don't have an answer. We probably need to study it.
It sounds like I would need $10 million to conduct that study.
Is that enough, you think?
I think, yeah. I mean, well, I don't know. You raise a good point because inflation, you know. Yeah. Maybe 15.
Yeah, I think that's probably a better number.
That seems like we got a little bit of a buffer there, right? You know, and, you know, because you would be an attaché, we would probably need another $5 million, Kane. to help you facilitate your attaché work in this very important topic.
Yeah, absolutely, because I'd be working on my other project, which would be figuring out how many seashells were sold by Sally.
That's right.
The seashore.
Yeah.
We'll get there. I mean, it's going to take some money and a little time, but, you know, we'll get there.
I think we should also, I'm just spitballing here, you know, for health, H-E-L-T-H, health. We should probably also maybe study what Doritos and Mountain Dew together do to the human body while maybe someone is playing a video game.
Interesting.
I would volunteer to get paid millions of dollars to lead that study.
You'd volunteer to get paid?
Yes.
Okay.
I volunteer to get paid to lead that study. It's my service to America.
Seems like there'd be a lot of free ways to study that. But, yeah, okay.
I mean, I can come up with a lot of ideas to get to claw my taxpayer dollars back. Like, wait, hold up. So, and we're going to talk about this Jordan stuff, but this is important, testing and experimentation. What about a study to determine how much ammo makes people happy? Like, how much ammo you have is also could be directly proportional to your level of happiness, right? So, for instance, if you only have like a box of 9mm or some, you know, shells, then you're sad. But if you have lots, like several thousands of rounds, that then it's, you're happier, right?
That's science.
Just saying, these are very important things that I think that we need to study. I mean, the FEMA stuff. I mean, think about this. When you guys go on vacation, you budget, right? Everybody budgets. How I budget. We all budget. And what gets me is that the budgeting is only applicable to apparently all of us, but not for people in FEMA and not for illegal aliens. Red State had reported that there were $59 million sent to luxury hotels in New York City to house illegal immigrants in February. How did that happen? It was discovered by DOGE. They just discovered that FEMA last week. Okay, is that Kristi Noem's area? No offense, but maybe let's like slow roll on the Spirit Halloween cosplay and let's pay a little bit of attention to some of these checks that's going out to house these illegal aliens. Let's just do it. The president had released an EO. So is that's a complete violation of an executive order. Where are all the Democrats screaming about the unconstitutionality of violating executive EOs? The presidential EOs. I'm just wondering that all of those, they were staying in luxury hotels. $59 million last week. Four DHS officials working for FEMA are now being terminated because they violated these orders. I mean, this is something else. And these were like some of the swanky hotels, too, that they were staying in. $59 million. I was looking at, I mean, these are, it was part, it was supposed to be, the Congress created the Shelter and Services Program. They were providing, and I'm reading from this report, reimbursements to state and local governments and nonprofits in 35 different communities around the nation, border states, Arizona, California, New Mexico, Texas, Colorado, D.C., Florida, Georgia, a bunch of different states. And it was supposed to be for illegal immigrant housing. I don't know how much money's left, but that's already was what was spent. And FEMA is not happy that they are getting this attention now. In fact, the Washington Post, this is the headline. After this information came to light about FEMA ignoring the EO and last week alone, $59 million. Then Washington Post has this headline, quote, Elon Musk's agents have gained access to FEMA's sensitive disaster data. Oh, it's sensitive disaster data. You mean about $60 million basically being spent for luxury hotels for illegal aliens? How is that? But they're trying, you see what they're trying to do here? They're trying to make it seem like what he's doing is bad and he's got to stop it and you have to help. This is so stupid. These are really swanky hotels. I'm looking at some of the hotels too, because the four of these people have been fired already. These are like midtown, super swank. The Roosevelt Hotel is one of them. There's several. One of them is by a hotel that I used to stay at when I would have to go down to Manhattan and do Fox. Those are all really that's like a whole area of really swanky hotels. So it's the media area of Manhattan. So they have got all the fancy hotels for all the people to stay in when they come and they're doing, you know, it's just the way it is. So in addition to this, Trump is ordering thousands of IRS agents be sent to the southern border. Now, I'm a little torn on this. So Kristi Noem in a memo asked Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent to make the move to have IRS agents assist with ICE efforts across the country. She says the department needs help in order to implement the EO to secure the border and enforce these laws. It's a February 7th memo. And they said that it's DHS's understanding that the Department of Treasury has qualified law enforcement personnel available to assist with immigration enforcement, especially in light of recent increases to the IRS's workforce and budget. So they have 100,000 employees and they have over 2,000 trained law enforcement officers who investigate violations of tax law. I think this is unconstitutional, and I think that they're brown shirts. Yeah, that's pretty. It is. That's insane. You have people with guns that threaten law-abiding citizens, and they extort them for money that they then use and go pay for Democrat campaigns and illegal aliens. You tell me that that's not some fascistic BS. Wild. 2,000 of them. Why do the IRS need guns and jackboots? Why? Why does the IRS have a force of 2,100 jackboot thugs with guns to be able to go and collect money? Again, at least the mafia is honest about extortion. The government acts like, oh, well, it's holy because we're the government and we're doing it. So Noem says, well, why don't you go audit employers believed to have hired illegal aliens and investigate human trafficking? Fine. I'm fine with that. Make them do it. I would make them do it, and I would make it very difficult for them. I don't think people should be rewarded, by the way, for seeking out positions in the IRS. I think they should be punished. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're low level or not. I don't care. And these jackbooted thugs that make up this 2,100 force. I mean, think about it. You have to pay money to the government in order to not be imprisoned. And if you don't give them your money, they'll show up with guns to your house and threaten you. How is that a free nation? Our founders would have shot and killed every one of them. This is insane. So, murder's illegal, so we have to go about it the law-abiding way. The IRS, all these employees, Noem is saying, okay, well, let's send these jackbooted thugs down to the border and let's investigate businesses or anybody that's hiring or facilitating the deluge of illegal aliens coming in to the country. Do you trust these people? I mean, they're still jackbooted thugs. They were recruited for the IRS. They're mostly progressives. Do you trust them? Kane, do you trust them?
Hell no.
So that's why I'm a little bit like, do I want these people doing it though? Or do you think that they're saying, giving them this assignment with the expectation that they won't do it and they'll leave?
That's what it
is. Gosh, the way that the media is freaking out over this too is a whole other thing. But I mean, they found smuggling tunnels between Mexico and Texas. They found all kinds of stuff. Yeah, so I mean, maybe force the jackbooted thugs to go down there to go and handle that. Reroute its agents to new responsibilities. That's one of the things that Trump has said before. Now, POTUS is meeting with, they just had a little bit of a press conference with the King of Jordan. And the expectation was that, you know, POTUS had said maybe Jordan and Egypt can accept some of these refugees, these Gazan refugees. That's, you know, this has been the hot topic of conversation. And I don't think that they're open to that. POTUS issued an ultimatum to Hamas. You remember this. I think we got the audio for this. Can we play this? audio. This is when he had said, well, you know, maybe they got till Saturday. I think he said Saturday at noon. Audio number three. Listen to this.
Well, I would say this, and I'm going to let that because that's Israel's decision. But as far as I'm concerned, if all of the hostages aren't returned by Saturday at 12 o'clock, I think it's an appropriate time. I would say cancel it and all bets are off and let hell break out. I'd say they ought to be returned by 12 o'clock on Saturday. And if they're not returned, all of them, not in drips and drabs, not two and one and three and four and two. Saturday at 12 o'clock. And after that, I would say all hell is going to break out.
So Hamas, they've decided to respond to this. And they said that it's not helpful. They said that because they didn't like Trump's Gaza takeover plan, and they said that Hamas was saying that threats and language like this just complicate matters. They were actually offended, which is funny. They were offended, you know. Haven't they found Trump's language? You know, the terror group that wants to annihilate all Jews because they hate Jewish people and wipe Israel off the map is offended, and they say that Trump's language is unhelpful. So they said that, you know, it complicates matters, all bets are off. And then they added, this is one of the terrorist officials, he told AFP, quote, Trump must remember there's an agreement that must be respected by both parties, and this is the only way to return to prisoners. The language of threats has no value and further complicates matters. It's not a threat. We'll turn your whole strip to glass. Done with this. And by we have Israel turn the whole strip to glass. Although, just for fun, I'd like to help. Just for fun. Just for giggles. I'd like to help. Done with this. Bunch of terrorists. Bunch of terrorists. But they're so concerned. This is unhelpful, say the terrorists who killed babies. This is unhelpful, say the terrorists who raped women to death before setting them on fire. Really? I don't think that they get to merit what is helpful or unhelpful at this point. This is just stupid. They had no intention of releasing any more hostages at all. You know this. We have more to come. We also have headlines coming up as we roll. As we move, our partners, people who help bring you the program, it's the non-firearm firearm over at the Byrna Gun. Now, Byrna is just another option in your weapons array. It's always good to diversify. Look, I know people who tell me I only go into places where I can carry. Good for you. I love that for you. Kisses and sunshine and sprinkles and lollipops. Some of us don't have such a luxury. Some of us have to go because we're big kids and we got to work. We got to go and we have to go to gun-free zone sometimes. And I don't like it, but that's the nature of things. I have friends who live in Washington, D.C., New York. Same thing with them. They got jobs to do. And there are good people that you want in those positions. And they got to go to places where crime is high and they're not allowed to carry. So what do? They go and get a Byrna SD, most popular model. 5-round capacity. It makes stun guns look stupid because stun guns have one or two rounds, right? 5 rounds with the Byrna SD. It shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can disable threats from up to 50 feet away. And it doesn't care about stupid gun-free zones. It doesn't think that they're magical like everybody else does. There's no background check. There's no waiting period. There's no permit. They can ship it right to your door, so it's accessible for everybody. They have tons of different models. The SD is the most popular one. You can choose your color. You can also check out accessories of the projectiles. This is the perfect time to reevaluate all of your self-defense options, and it's smart to diversify. Visit Byrna.com/Dana and get 10% off your purchase. That's BYRNA.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
The FBI found secret JFK assassination records after Trump's order. They discovered about 2,400 records tied to Kennedy's assassination that were never provided to the board tasked with reviewing and disclosing said documents per Axios. We're going to talk more about that coming up because that is actually quite fascinating. AI, apparently they're trying to say, Wall Street Journal says AI is more empathetic than all states' insurance reps. What? Yeah, they said that Allstate said a large number of emails sent to customers are now generated by AI, which are overall more empathetic and less accusatory than the human written ones because humans are jerks. That's how the robots are going to get us. A city killer asteroid's odds of crashing into Earth go up. Yes, as the Webb telescope is tasked with studying the massive space rock. Oh, is this you, oh sweet smod? It's a city killer asteroid. They said there is a chance that it could crash into Earth. It's a 2% risk. 2%, everybody. And a monkey was blamed for a nationwide power cut in Sri Lanka. They said it was total chaos because it climbed up to the power cables and just wrecked everything. FCC's Brendan Carr next. Tax Network USA is here to help you if you're dealing with the government theft agency. Oops, I mean the IRS. And Tax Network USA has a host of just a ton of experts that are used to dealing with aggressive IRS agents. You want to get ahead of anything if you have back taxes or unfiled returns. And so you want to hand it over to the team at Tax Network USA. Not all tax resolution companies are the same. I mean, it's definitely in Tax Network USA, they're team has resolved over $1 billion in tax debt. They have delivered real results for clients across the country. It doesn't matter if you owe $10,000 or $10 million, if it's personal or business, they have tailored strategies specifically designed to settle your tax issues in your favor. These are risk-free solutions because they get it that, you know, this can be risky and stressful going it alone. So protect your financial security with these professionals and their guidance. Tax Network USA's experts know how to navigate this system and can reduce or eliminate outright your debt. They'll get you the best solution for your situation. Schedule your complimentary consultation by calling 1-800-958-1000 or visit TNUSA.com/Dana. That's 1-800-958-1000, TNUSA.com/Dana. While the current climate may seem more favorable for Americans.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, bottom of the second hour. Here's the headline. You know, after we've had all of these stories about USAID, USAID money going to NPR, going to media outlets, going to, I mean, the list is long. This is what Daily Beast runs. Quote, Trump's MAGA media enforcer is having the time of his life. Like, how dare he, right? Subhead, FCC Chairman Brendan Carr has vowed to target all of Donald Trump's enemies. Oh, wait, there's more. The first, just little first sentence, they are just apoplectic. Donald Trump's FCC chairman, Brendan Carr, is boasting to friends that he's having the time of his life after launching an all-out attack on the media. They said that Carr is spreading dread through top-ranked media executives since taking office. At the same time as Trump, he's opened an investigation into CBS for the Harris interview. And they go on and on. Now, we read this and we're like, that sounds like accountability. They're acting like Brendan Carr is the Grim Reaper who's coming in with a scythe and he is just helping to like gut all of the waste, fraud and abuse. I got to say, I'm kind of happy. I'm happy to see it. Like a lot happy between us. Joining us now via Skype is the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, Brendan Carr himself. Sir, it's good to have you, as always. I have to say, that's like, I guess, one way to just announce the start of your term is this, you know, completely hysterical headline from Daily Beast. I mean, it is fun to save the taxpayers' money, really.
Look, Dana, when you love what you're doing, you never have to work a day in your life. And I guess there's sort of no lie detected in the, at least the top line of that Daily Beast piece about me having a lot of fun in the job. It's true. And it is finally good to join you with some good news. I mean, you and I have been doing shows together for a number of years, mostly when I've been in the minority, and I was just sort of bringing to you sort of one loss for freedom after another. But it has been a fantastic 3 weeks here in Washington, D.C. It's sort of the tale of two cities. I think on the one hand, the deep state feels like it's been a weeks of shock and awe. And for so many patriotic Americans, it feels like a breath of fresh air. It feels like we are on a path to this great renewal for the country. And it really starts with President Trump. He's been doing a cavalcade of executive orders, starting with DEI. And I did an announcement right off the bat. We were ending the FCC's promotion of DEI. It would drive people crazy if they knew how much promoting of DEI the FCC was doing, let alone every other agency, and how much of your taxpayer dollars we were wasting on those efforts.
Yeah, it sickens me. And I, you know, I tell people, you know, we all work so hard and we pay so much to the government. I mean, I pay six figures in taxes. I pay mid six figures in taxes. And, you know, I would love to change all that, that topic aside. I don't pay to run hit pieces on conservatives. I don't pay gun control groups to collude with, you know, NPR or some of these other publications and write hit pieces on law-abiding Americans, or to say that things that we know that are true, like the laptop, for instance, are false. I mean, the stuff that we have been funding, and I know that this is just the tip of the iceberg because this program has been, you know, going for since the 60s at this point. What relief can people hope to receive after this? Because it's great that we're finding all of this, and I know that there's going to be a lot more, but the next question is going to be from taxpayers. Well, what's going to help us? Like, how can we prevent this from happening in the future, especially with paying the press the way that we've been paying them? This is just the craziest thing. And what relief can they expect?
Yeah, there's a couple things going on there. I mean, one, DOGE and their efforts have exposed a number of government agencies that have been paying an awful lot of money to subsidize these news organizations. We at the FCC had some of them as well. We've already directed the cutting of Axios Pro and Politico Pro subscriptions at the FCC as simply an unnecessary use of taxpayer dollars. But when it comes to taxpayers in media, you know, one of the biggest things going on right now, I think you alluded to, was NPR and PBS. This was an entity set up 1906, and maybe it made sense to have some government subsidy of news gathering then, when there are so many limited outlets. But when you look at the modern media marketplace, my own view is it doesn't make sense for the government to be subsidizing NPR and PBS. I think it was Jonathan Turley who had a piece out that effectively said something along the lines of, if you're going to force every single American taxpayer to subsidize this, then don't you think NPR and PBS should feel some obligation to put news out there that is broadly appealable to all of the American public? But instead, what the studies have shown is they've increasingly targeted a very, very niche audience. At the FCC, we have started an investigation into NPR and PBS, and it's for this reason. They're licensed by the FCC to operate as what are known as non-commercial stations, which, as the name suggests, they can't run commercials. And well, it looks like, and we're looking into this, that they may be, in fact, running commercials, which would be a violation of those local stations' obligations. And again, it goes back to the debate in Congress about defunding NPR and PBS. If they can run commercials, which maybe they are, then that's another reason why I'm not sure Congress should be funding those operations.
For those listening, as opposed to watching the simulcast on Channel 347 DirecTV, we're talking with FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr. I wanted to ask you, sir, also about this. You've launched an investigation into one station, one radio station specifically, a Soros-backed station, and this was in San Francisco. It's KCBS 740 AM, that apparently was revealing the live locations of undercover ICE agents that are trying to enact, you know, the administration's immigration policy. And they've been tipping off people in these areas. And apparently some of these ICE agents were in some really volatile areas where you got some cartel activity, et cetera. Tell me about this, because this is now a case of they're actually undermining law and order.
Yeah, look, I guess I try to look at the silver lining of stories. And I guess the silver lining here is that President Trump is following through on his campaign promise to secure the border and to deport people that are here illegally. And so President Trump, Secretary Noem, Tom Homan, they're doing a phenomenal job getting that going. But there is some resistance to that. And we saw it again on licensed broadcast radio. As you indicated, there's a station in California that was in real time giving the make, model, and sort of street intersection of undercover ICE agents. This was in an area of San Jose, East San Jose, that is known for violent gang activity. And it came right around the same time that you had, you know, Democrat House Leader Jeffries saying that it was important for Democrats to take the fight to the streets. So it's deeply concerning. I wrote a letter to that station. They have until, I believe, sometime this week to file a response with the FCC. And just to put this in context for listeners, you know, you are differently situated than a radio broadcaster or a TV broadcaster. Those entities are licensed by the FCC to operate. And the reason why is because they use this valuable and scarce public resource, the airwaves, that no one else gets to use. These airwaves are worth billions and billions of dollars. And so they have a public interest obligation that goes above and beyond what you have as just running on these channels. But if there's a radio broadcast or a TV broadcast that doesn't like the fact that I'm reinvigorating the FCC's work on public interest, which I'm certainly doing, then they should feel free to turn in their license. We can find a higher and more valuable use for those airways if they're not willing to do it. But that's the bargain. You got these for free originally to broadcast, and it comes with a public interest obligation. The FCC has been absent from the playing field on this for decades. And I don't think the public has benefited from that. I mean, just look at trust in national media is like absolutely cratering. And it's not just my view. Jeff Bezos has the same view as well. So I think something has to change, and the FCC at a minimum should just do our job.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that, because we have hundreds of affiliates across the country, and it's, you know, you're traversing that weird marriage of terrestrial and digital space, and we do everything above the board. You know, you have to, you know, do your, you know, your annual reviews. You got to have all this stuff. You got to watch, you know, I mean, I remember when I first started in broadcasting, I had to watch a million different videos and do all of this stuff, like training for payola, all of these things. And you follow the law and you uphold the law. And it's insane that for so long, some of these other, you know, broadcast, like these actual broadcast entities have not done so. And as you said, they've been allowed to not do so. So there's definitely been a promotion of one ideology over another before the law, which is definitely not constitutional with any of this. How does this change? Because now we're in a new era, and I keep hearing that over and over again, but we really are. How is this changing how the FCC operates and how you're handling some of this going forward? Because now, and I say this not as a joke, I mean, it really is true, and I welcome it. You're unleashed at this point. Like, you are the exact type of person we want in this role you do such a great job, which I think is rare in government to have someone who's, you know, very straightforward as you are and does such a great job. How is this changing how you're approaching FCC duties now in this new era?
You know, I try to be very transparent with people. And so, you know, my main vision for media, which again is just a component of what we do at the FCC, we do spectrum, we do space economy, mm-hmm. we have a lot of interesting stuff going in there. But on this topic of media regulation, I think we've seen too much centralization and consolidation of power at the national level in the hands of ABC, CBS, and NBC. I think what we need to do is re-empower individual local stations, radio and TV, because the personalities that work there, the news reporters that work there, they're actually trusted by their community. So I think we'd be better off as a country if we found ways to shrink the power of ABC, CBS, and NBC and re-empower those actual local affiliates that are trusted. And that's going to be sort of a North Star that you'll see me repeat through a number of initiatives. But again, we're doing other stuff as well. Space economy is one that I'm very excited about. At the FCC, we have a space bureau. But for years, it operated more like flypaper than rocket fuel when it comes to our space economy. It took longer sometimes for pieces of paper to move from one desk to another than for Elon Musk and others to actually build rocket ships that go to space. So we are reinvigorating the FCC's work on the economic front. And of course, free speech, which we've talked about a lot. President Trump has an executive order on restoring free speech. I've talked a lot about smashing the censorship cartel. There's a role for the FCC to play there, because once you silence words, you're silencing ideas and innovation, and it hurts our economy. So it all ties back together to, I think, people feel like this wet blanket is being lifted and we are entering this golden age.
Yeah, we are. And I mean, after everything with the laptop, after everything with, you know, what we're uncovering with USAID, all of this stuff, I mean, it just feels as though we've been in the desert as a free people with our free press and broadcasting and everything else. And so this is, I feel like we're all stretching. I have no other way to describe it. I'm sure I'll come up with something better later, but it's very, very nice. And you've been a huge part of that. Brendan Carr, commissioner of the FCC. We are glad that you are where you are, and that the president was wise and has you in this position, and you guys are working together going forward. So we'll see what else we come up with. And I love the fact that you come on and we got great news to discuss. We knew it was going to happen. We just waited for it. So it's good. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
Yes, good to be with you. Thanks, Dana.
Of course. History shows gold and silver thrive under strong leadership. During President Trump's first term, gold surged 53% and silver soared 51%. With him back, could precious metals break new records in 2025 and beyond? In times of economic uncertainty, smart investors turn to assets that have proven their worth. Gold and silver have historically outperformed in volatile markets, making them a crucial part of any strategy for preserving and growing wealth. And that's why I trust the partners at GoldCo. Secure your financial future today and don't wait until the next economic crisis happens. GoldCo is a trusted leader in precious metals, and with over $3 billion in gold and silver secured for hardworking Americans, they've been a top-rated company from the start. Take action and partner with a company that puts your security first. Visit DanaLikesGold.com right now and get a free copy of their 2025 Gold and Silver Kit. On top of that, you could also qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus silver, possibly even more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So a Central Florida man was accused of stealing appliances from construction sites. Why do people think that stupid stuff like this is going to go unnoticed? So this dude is Flagler County. It was Flagler in St. John Counties. One Orlando resident filed a police report because she discovered her home had been ransacked. I mean, just stole everything, including the air conditioning unit. They finally arrested this guy. Apparently, he's been just like ransacking homes for quite some time. And they said that they caught him like red-handed. He had all these appliances that he was stealing from these construction sites right in the back of his truck. And so he was in a Chevy Silverado. They caught him on camera doing it. They ran him down. They are looking for more, and because he wasn't working alone, so they're looking for Flagler County. They're looking for more tips on people doing. That's crazy. So you would have to basically hire. You gotta have security there at some of these places then to protect the construct and protect the stuff that you're putting in these properties. I mean, how is a guy like that able to get in there so easily? It's kind of crazy. A Sanford man was accused of hitting his girlfriend with a fishing reel, and a police dog found him in a tree. Oh, yeah. Canine Red. I love the canines. If that man hurt that canine, I will drug him. Sanford man's jailed $40,000 bond. He hit his girlfriend in the head with a fishing pole. Oh, and then he also pointed a gun at her, which the headline, that seems to me like that's the most important part. Henry Perdue was charged with battery with a deadly weapon, aggravated assault, possession of, because he's a convicted felon, so he's a prohibited possessor, but he was in illegal possession anyway. And he also stole the gun that he was using. So grand theft of a firearm. Lots of felonies here. So she had cuts to her head when police arrived. He wasn't home, but canine handler and the dog tracked him down. He was found hiding in a tree. So they were able to get him in. A man was arrested on a drug charge after barking like a dog at an auto parts store. A Florida man is accused of, if you guessed meth, you'd be right, possessing it after he was allegedly observed barking like a dog in a Georgia auto parts store for over an hour. Wow, that's dedication. Monroe County online booking records show Jonathan Navis of Palm Coast, he's 29, was arrested, charged with possession of meth and battery. They said that it was an advanced auto parts store that called the police to say that this nut job's in the store. They think he's on drugs and he's barking like a dog. He's been in there barking like a dog for over an hour. So the guy told police that he had no idea, literally what he told them, no idea that his barking was causing any issues. So he was arrested, bond set at $5,000. He also had an active warrant out for his arrest for previous offenses. Just, geez. This guy, let's see, beat his neighbor with a golf club and shot him in the ankle. Kings Point, Palm Beach Post. Oh my goodness. Golf sounds violent. A 77-year-old man shot a dog walker in the ankle and then turned around and beat him with a golf club in their shared senior community. Jurors acquitted Robert Levine of aggravated battery with the firearm and discharging it in public. He was trying to say that it was self-defense. But when you then get the guy on the ground and you're beating him with a golf club, that's not self-defense anymore. At that point, you're the aggressor. So he was convicted only of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. He's going to be sentenced on March 27th. He said that he was fearing for his life, and that's why he ended up having to use his firearm. But then, you know, after that, you know, when you're the aggressor and the guy's like trying to flee, you can't, when you're pursuing, you're no longer in a defensive position. And that's what prosecutors take into consideration. That's what, you gotta be careful with this stuff. Let's see. This guy, Florida man riding a lawnmower, has a knack for taking down mailboxes. He keeps running into mailboxes with his riding lawnmower. Lee County Sheriff's Office is investigating this because he's destroyed multiple mailboxes along the same road. They say it's egregious, but it's also funny because it's all on video. So this one guy decided to build his mailbox out of brick like the Three Little Pigs. And is like basically was challenging this guy. He's been cited a million times. Third hour on the way. Stick with us. They help bring you the program. It's our friends over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service in the country. Patriot Mobile wants to save you money, and they want to do it with one of their amazing plans tailored for you. If you're a business, if you're a family, if you're a single, if you're just a dink, you know, like dual income, no kids, they can help you out because they've got plans to fit every single budget. And the cool thing is that your money is not working against you with Patriot Mobile. It doesn't. This is nationwide coverage that you can trust. They have all three major networks, so you are connected wherever you go. And you get seamless switching with a 100% U.S.-based customer service team. Keep your number, keep your phone upgrade. The choice is yours. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT. Get a free month of service using promo code Dana. Switch today. Defend freedom every time you call or text. That's PatriotMobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
Mr. President, regarding the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Democrats, including Elizabeth Warren, have said that by freezing it, it's giving big banks and giant corporations the green light to scam families.
Pocahontas is the faker. You know, that was set up to destroy people. She used that as her little personal agency to go around and destroy people. And she's a fake. Just like she said she was an Indian, and she wasn't an Indian. You have more Indian blood in you than she has. She went to college based on the fact that she was an Indian. She got jobs based on the fact that she was an Indian. She's a fake. That was set up to destroy some very good people. And it worked. I mean, it worked. A lot of great people. I'll tell you, before I ever heard the term, people would come up to me in the Midwest and areas and say, sir, I'm being destroyed by them. They use that to destroy people. She's a nasty woman. She's a really nasty woman.
I like all of this. There's no lies told. No lies told. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. That's POTUS who says, yeah, she's a... Because she's been making these unhinged videos where she is ranting and raving about the ability of Elon Musk to do what he's doing as requested by the executive and Doge. And every video, it's like she gets more and more unhinged. Like the left are getting more and more unhinged. Audio Slum by 15. This guy just goes to show you that even the devil can cite scripture. This is a false preacher out of Tennessee. Woke preacher clips actually clipped this one. And listen to what they're saying here. Would Jesus say this? I don't think so. Audio soundbite 15.
And I will say to you, beloved, no one likes violence, but sometimes violence is necessary. When Elon Musk forces his way into the United States Treasury and threatens to steal your personal information and your Social Security check, there is the possibility of violence.
This guy is... I don't even know who this preacher is, but I'm going to tell you what, he ought to pay very close attention to what the gospels say about people who lead others astray. They're going to have a millstone thrown around their neck and thrown into the deepest part of the sea. This guy is why people reject organized religion. You might as well have Satan up there doing this because this guy is no better. Shame on him. Shame on this demonic man up there using that as a political, like a cudgel. Ridiculous. He's not stealing anybody's personal information. That's what y'all been doing this whole time, is stealing our information. How many times have we seen people's, especially veterans, their Social Security numbers being exposed and all this stuff? Come on. Steal your Social Security check? Who said anything about taking somebody's Social Security check? Once again, that's y'all doing that. That's y'all raiding Social Security all these years so that it's insolvent. There's a reason why Social Security is broke. First off, you shouldn't even have it in the first place. It's a Ponzi scheme. I'll never forget. I think 10 years ago, I first said that on CNN. And the left lost their mind. Hit piece after hit piece after hit piece after hit piece came out. And you know what? I was right then, and I'm still right now. It's a giant Ponzi scheme where the government takes your money, and they say they're going to keep it for you. And guess what? They use it on everything else but what they said that they were going to do with it. They've been raiding that for forever. Al Gore, when he was running against Bush back in the early aughts, back in 2000, he said he was going to make a lockbox and put your Social Security in there. That never happened. The lockbox is already empty. There's nothing in the lockbox. There's nothing to put in it. They've been raiding it forever and then robbing the next generation to keep up with what they stole. And in the meantime, you've had people paying in half their lives or their whole lives. And they're never going to get that back. It's a joke. But heaven forbid, they've been stealing your Social Security checks already. But to try to restore some power to the taxpayer, trying to restore some of what was stolen from the taxpayer back to them, that's what they consider the, oh my gosh. It's so backwards. But violence, that man don't want violence from us. I'll tell you that too. The left decides to get froggy would be the dumbest thing that they ever choose to do. Would be the dumbest thing. Because remember how I said last hour, there's no appetite for reconciliation, the types that we saw after the Civil War when you had North and South coming together and the North was being very magnanimous about all of it and saying, you know, we understand you lost stuff too. We're going to have monuments to your dead. We got monuments to our dead. And we're going to make these overtures as a way to promote national unity and reconciliation. That's the whole reason it was done. You don't have any kind of grace like that exists today. So heaven forbid someone decide that they want to pull off some stunts like that in today's era when there is a complete absence of mercy and a complete absence of grace from the people that you want to give it to you the most. Now, did we ever play 16? No, I don't know if I want to play 16. I mean, okay, let's do this.
It was yesterday's.
This is 13 stupidity. Because this is I just want to play some of the reactions, some of these reaction clips from the left for you. Here's another Democrat rep. Audio soundbite 13. This is their new, they think they're cute with us. Listen.
Yes, they work hard. Yes, they play by the rules. Yes, they love their country. Yes, they cherish their faith. And yes, they want a fair shot. What we're seeing coming out of Washington is anything but that. Every time you hear DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, you just remember, it is the Department of Government Evil.
What an evil man. Because they want fiscal accountability. That's how you know the left thinks that wanting fiscal accountability is evil. Oh, but that man wasn't done. Audio soundbite 19. I was told that this was violent rhetoric, guys. Remember when violent rhetoric was a thing that the left liked to accuse everyone of, except when they actually engage in it? Audio soundbite 19. Listen.
This will be a congressional fight, a constitutional fight, a legal fight, and on days like this, a street fight. Yes, we will stand.
I'm going to tell you something. I've been accused by the left of incendiary language and my whole entire career. These people have lost their minds, not just at me, but at pretty much any member of the non-left community. But then they send their lawmakers out and they say things like this. Like how Chuck Schumer, you remember when he was standing in front of the Supreme Court calling for a reckoning against Kavanaugh, and then what, not even a week later, a guy tries killing him? The left knows that their language leads to violent ends like that. I'm going to tell you something. The people who are out there calling for street fights have had clearly the luxury of never having been in one. The people out there that are calling for violence, clearly they romanticize it because they don't know what it is. That's something that they instigate from others. That's something that they incite in other people. They get the masses out there to do their dirty work, like burn, loot, murder, so that they can pretend that they're better by keeping their hands far removed from the actual doings. So we all see it. But I'll say too, people are so fed up. Clearly nobody learned. They didn't learn anything after the last election. Do not pick fights with people who'd want to be left alone. Because when you finally incite those people to respond, they will do so with such overwhelming violence. Your promises of it will look like child's play. There will be no rebuilding. There will be no reconciliation. It will be complete and utter wiping off of this mortal coil. So stop with it. I'm just so done with this. That's all the left does. The left has nothing but taxes and ass beatings. That's all they have. That's all they promise. That's all they do. Give us what we want or we're going to get violent. Shut up. That has been their MO since before I was on this planet. Since before a lot of you listening were on this planet. That's all they do. They threaten and they scream. This is just basic accountability. Guys, we haven't even gotten deep into it yet. This is just tip of the iceberg stuff. Think about it. If we keep going and we start making, and actually, this is just the cuts that Doge has suggested. Nothing's actually been cut yet. You got some executive orders stopping some funding, but that's just the beginning. If they're talking like this now, what are they going to do if it keeps going? The left doesn't think this stuff through, or do they? They don't. You can't go anywhere but down from there. It's just wild. But this is all they have, all they have. Now, Trump has met with the King of Jordan. I think we got some audio from this, because one of the topics of conversation has been Gaza. And he was seeding the ground before the meeting with Jordan's king by saying that he was, you know, suggesting maybe they wouldn't get any U.S. aid, any aid from the United States, if they weren't open to accepting their kinfolk, Gazan refugees. And we've got some of this. He talked about Gaza now, and, well, let's play some of this audio that we got. This is from just a little bit ago with this meeting.
You said before that the U.S. would buy Gaza, and today you just said we're not going to buy Gaza.
We're not
going
to have to buy. We're going to have Gaza. We don't have to buy. There's nothing to buy. We will have Gaza.
What does that mean?
No reason to buy. There is nothing to buy. It's Gaza. It's a war-torn area. We're going to take it. We're going to hold it. We're going to cherish it. We're going to get it going eventually, where a lot of jobs are going to be created for the people in the Middle East. It's going to be for the people in the Middle East, but I think it could be a diamond. It could be an absolute tremendous asset for the Middle East, and you're going to have peace. It's going to bring peace in the Middle East. Gaza, the way it is right now, every 10 years, you're going to have the same thing happening. I've watched it so long, all the death and destruction of Gaza. The civilization's been wiped out in Gaza. No, it's going to be a tremendous thing. It's fronting on the sea. It's going to be a great economic development job. It's going to put people to work, a lot of people to work. And those people are all going to be from the Middle East.
Now, remember, Hamas said they made this demand. They doubled down on it, saying that, well, Israel has to end its assault on Gaza if for there to be any kind of further deal to release the hostages. Well, that wasn't the thing that was originally agreed to. Hamas doesn't get to dictate anything. Hamas has broken every ceasefire since the beginning of ceasefires. Their negotiators said that they would accept some intermediate concessions if they want to, you know, for this first phase. But no, there's not. Trump said, look, he said noon. I don't know what time zone. I guess Eastern time zone. But he said noon, you know, on Saturday. And there's hell to pay. And it looks like Netanyahu said, tell him hell's coming. It's getting full on like Wyatt Earp over here. He said, yeah, go ahead and tell him hell's coming then. Because we're there. Here's the thing. The diplomatic approaches that have been taken, what did they get? How many American hostages were released from the diplomatic Biden style approach? Oh, that's right. None. Done with. I don't think, Hamas is incompatible with diplomacy. They only understand brutality and fear. So telling them that there's going to be hell to pay, they know what hell is. Fine, go ahead and follow it up with that. They were, I love that they were trying to act offended. Like, oh, that doesn't help. That doesn't help. You know, committing genocide on October 7th didn't help either. You know, violating that ceasefire on October 7th, the one that was in existence up until October 7th, that didn't help things either. I don't know what they do beyond genocide. What does Hamas do besides genocide? That's all they do.
They steal food and other aid from yes. other countries.
So let it happen. And I did notice that as he's saying this, the King of Jordan's sitting right there. Sitting right there. We're going to have more on this because he didn't care that he's sitting there. He's like, yeah, we'll make hell. There'll be hell to pay. Yeah, if they don't do this, blah, blah, blah. If they don't, yeah, we get there. He reiterated it. And he's talking, saying all this about God. The King of Jordan sitting right there. He doesn't GAF. What does living better mean to you? Is it more money, a bigger house? Now think about this. What about how you feel physically every day? Life is so much better when you feel good. When you wake up feeling great, you can do more of the things that you love and you're ready to take on the day. If pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help change that. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. And it doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps to reduce or even eliminate it, and it's safe to take daily. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Feel better every day, and you'll live better every day. Trying Relief Factor is easy. Get their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
A 3.6 magnitude earthquake rattled San Bernardino, the third quake of the day to hit the area since Monday, actually, so in a 24-hour period. The U.S. Geological Survey said the latest struck about 9:58 p.m., 3 miles from San Bernardino. And then they said that in the morning there was a preliminary magnitude 3.5 earthquake that hit the area. And then a 3.0 just a little bit later. That's kind of that in Santorini in Greece. They're getting tons of little rumbles and quakes and stuff. That earthquake, by the way, rocked Area 51. And then there was near Vegas, earthquake rocked Area 51. And then a gigantic tremor sparked tsunami warnings in the Caribbean. This happened, was first reported just the other day. It was a 2.8 quake near the Area 51 base in Nevada. I'm just saying, it's kind of weird that that's right. But all that's just saying, all that's happening. I want to move quickly here and get a couple of other things in. Let's see. The inner core may have changed shape, say scientists. So some people are speculating that this might be why there's all these like rumblings and quakes and all this stuff that's happening. They say the inner core of the Earth, per BBC, may have changed shape in the past 20 years. They thought it was shaped like a ball, but it actually may have deformed by 100 meters or more in height in certain places. According to one professor, they said that that the change in shape could be happening where the edge of the solid inner core touches the hot liquid metal outer core. Geology, science, stick with us. ReadyWise is always ready so that you can be. 25-year shelf life for the best survival food that is out there. Preparedness isn't about fear. It's about peace of mind for you and your family. And this is why ReadyWise stands ready to support your self-reliance and preparedness journey. You prepare for the unknown with emergency essentials, and there's security in the simplicity of this. So preparing now ensures that if something happens tomorrow, you can face it with confidence. And knowing that your food security is set, that is a lot. It means a lot when things go sideways. Free and fast shipping on most orders that ensure your provisions reach you fast. And they have an array of product choices to meet every budget. The emergency 1-month supply, 2-bucket bundle, the 3-month supply. And all of it is designed by their team of in-house culinary experts to make sure that you're getting the caloric needs that you need, the healthy carbs, the protein, everything that you need to sustain you. And it is the ultimate in survival food with the best taste. Visit ReadyWise.com and use promo code Dana20 at checkout for 20% off of your entire purchase. That's ReadyWise.com, promo code Dana20 for 20% off.
Brighten up your timely news consumption with a Dana Show podcast, where every update comes with a little dash of not so serious on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you view Vice President J.D. Vance as your successor, the Republican nominee in 2028?
No, but he's very capable. I mean, I don't think that it, you know, I think you have a lot of very capable people. So far, I think he's doing a fantastic job. It's too early. We're just starting.
But by the time you get to the midterms, he's going to be looking for an endorsement.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that this has been the greatest opening, almost 3 weeks, in the history of the presidency.
That was actually smart for him to do right there. Like, so that was a very interesting soundbite from POTUS, and he was talking with Brett Baer that aired yesterday. Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash with you. So that aired yesterday. I thought that was interesting, but here's one thing that we need to kind of keep in mind with all of this stuff. And I know that people just kind of want to simmer in the glow of winning, but because of the nature of this very limited term being 4 years and then really kind of have to cut that in half, it has to be like a breakneck pace. It really does. And you can't rest on your laurels for anything. And everything that he's doing now is ultimately going to take a couple of other terms to finish. Because even if you do it with executive order, you have to remember the other president, you give way to the next president that comes in. So everything has to be followed up with that authority from Congress. So you are going to have like litigation, you have to have legislation, and that's all part of this. And I mean, he really would need a couple of terms. I mean, he's got to set in order for his agenda to be fully completed and implemented, you have to have a Republican win the next presidential election. All of it will go away. I'm not kidding. All of it will go away. Now, there's a lot with that. I mean, think about, and yes, I really do mean all of it will go away. Consider how you've had FEMA people refuse to follow the law and obey direct orders from the executive. And that's with him in office right now. The fact that you have so many people still entrenched in these agencies, so many people who just don't want to do the job because they don't agree with the president, that just shows you that our government is not something that voters really control. Think about it. You have radio stations in San Jose tipping off about ICE. You got FEMA employees that don't want to do the job. You got USAID employees that don't want to do the job. Are you really in control of your government if you have an executive order from the president of the United States and these bureaucrats can say, no, I'm not going to follow that? That is why it is so important that as many things get done as possible. And you got to start thinking already about 2028, not just midterms. Because, you know, Democrats are trying to figure out how they can count. They haven't yet. They've got to figure out how they can counter Trump and how they can counter all of this. And the voter, really. I mean, this is policy changes. There's a reason why the pathway for that is a congressional one. You know, presidents can issue executive orders and they can run their office how they see fit. I mean, that's why they were voted. But if you have something that is an executive order, it can be, as you know, undone with an executive order. That's why it's very important that you have Congress to make it permanent. Congress has to make it permanent. And where Congress can't, that's where these states have to make it permanent. Speaking of which, by the way, really quick, the traitorous amnesty rhinos in Florida finally caved. So now there's an actual immigration agreement that keeps the actual non-amnesty, truly shill governor, you know, an actual conservative constitutionalist, in charge of immigration. And they created an immigration board that, it's a really, I mean, he got pretty much everything that he wanted. That was a huge win. And that was a win made possible because you all brought the heat down on the lawmakers in that state. All those amnesty rhinos. Remember, we had the one rhino on, Randy Fine, who was on the program. So this is, that was very good news. But this is what I'm talking about. You have to have lawmakers make these things permanent. And that's, I think that with big changes like this too, and it's going to be tough to make a lot of this stuff permanent with Congress. That's why you got to set up for the next, it's why you got to set up the next presidency. I think some people view Vance as like the natural heir, but that's not necessarily so. I mean, look back in history also. And it was a very interesting soundbite from Trump. I think he's one of the things that he likes to see. He wants to see people work for it. But that was a very interesting soundbite. And it also, to me, underscores the importance. The fact that it is germane to ask about that now. Some people were critical of Bret Baier for even asking that question. You need to ask that question out because of the nature of the way that we are governing right now. You have to make this stuff permanent, and you have to make sure that you're setting up the next potential administration. You got to do the groundwork for that now. Democrats already are, because in order to fully realize this agenda that we all voted for, we got to have more terms. You're going to have to have another Republican elected into office. So incredibly important. Now, speaking of some of these people in these particular positions that don't want to do the job, which, by the way, that's your giant red flag for the need of permanence in these situations. You have the issue of ICE and these different agencies around the country. Like, you know, you had a broadcast entity in San Jose that was snitching and telling people where ICE agents were. Who's been, someone at the FBI was leaking plans also for ICE enforcement. LA Times had recently reported that there was a leaked document describing large-scale immigration enforcement coming soon to LA. And they had somebody from the FBI leaked. Now, this is where Pam Bondi needs to come in. And all of these people are going to be tested real quick. All of these appointees, all of these cabinet members are going to be tested real quick. Pam Bondi's first challenge, these people need to not just be fired. The people who are in the FBI, who are violating law by leaking these actions to stop criminal elements within the United States, that's also a betrayal of taxpayer trust. It's a betrayal of your duty. It's a betrayal of your office. They need to go to jail. They need to go to jail. Every single one of them. Make it a huge courtroom showing, because this can't keep happening. Bill Malugin was first reporting some of this stuff. They had something like this happen in Colorado last week. Interestingly, some stuff leaked out about operations per NBC News. So they had to actually push back some of their operations. This is one of the things Tom Homan is dealing with. Tom Homan is not going to be able to fully do his job unless he's going to have the backing of the DOJ. And the DOJ needs to come into these leakers in the FBI and haul their asses to jail. How interesting is it? You don't even have to be under oath if you lie to an FBI agent. If you lie to an FBI agent, that's a crime. You guys know that? But they can do this. And that's supposed to be okay. Take them to jail. No mercy. No quarter. Drag them all up to jail. Throw the book at them. I mean, you know who leaked this stuff to the papers. I mean, we know who did this. Again, it's these people that are in these departments that are refusing to do their job. And this is after the mandate of November. That's how entrenched this is. That's why you have to make a lot of this stuff permanent with Congress, and it can't just be executive order. Right now, he's just getting started and trying to get as much done as possible. Congress needs to do this. This means no more stupid photo ops from members of Congress. I don't want to see members of Congress going on things like Real Time instead of doing their damn jobs and showing up to vote. I don't want to see these like personally satisfying appearances. You know, members of Congress, they'll miss votes here and there, and they go and do TV here and there. We don't have time for any of that. And that needs to be made very clear to members of Congress. You are here for one purpose only. And if you cannot fulfill your mission, GTFO. And if you won't willingly GTFO, then voters will drag you out at election by your hair. Your choice. This is the time when it can be the most dangerous, because however successful Republicans are is going to be used as a measure of how successful they will be in 28. And if Republicans fumble now, get ready for a Newsom in 28. And this is where you all come in. It seems counterintuitive to press even harder on lawmakers after we delivered such a mandate, but this is actually the time that you need to do it. Right when it's in their faces, how powerful voters are. Look at what voters did last November. This is, you need to keep reminding these lawmakers of the power that you have and keep the heat on them to do what needs to be done. Otherwise, all of this stuff comes apart in 28. And we will lose momentum going into midterms. Super important. So Tom Homan, audio soundbite 8. This is what he said in response to some of this stuff. Listen.
Well, sanctuary cities, no, they're putting up every roadblock possible. No, rather than arresting the bad guy in a county jail, it takes one agent to arrest a bad guy when they gets arrested and put in a county jail. We got to send a whole team to the neighborhood. So it's going to be, it's very difficult in sanctuary cities, but we're going to keep coming. What are we doing about sanctuary cities? I'm going to double the manpower in those sanctuary cities. Sanctuary cities, if we can't get them in their homes, we'll get them in a place of employment. We're going to have large-scale worksite enforcement operation.
I mean, think about it. People who, knowing the overwhelming voter response in November, and they're still saying no. Homan's not playing around, but he needs DOJ backing. I want to switch gears here real quick before we get going, just to put some other stuff on the table. So Jordanian Kings Abdullah told Trump that he'll take 2,000 Gaza kids. And Trump is now saying, I might not have to buy Hamas. Do we have some of that other audio where he's saying he may not have to? He's like, I'm not going to have to buy it. I'm not going to have to, because he was saying it was totally destroyed, etc. But then Cairo rejected Trump's plan to empty their population. Remember, Egypt was, he was suggesting that if they don't, maybe they'll get denied aid. They'll have aid denied if they're not going to step up. But Jordan's ruler said, yeah, okay, we'll accept 2,000 guys and kids. Now on that, let me switch with this real quick. He had said too, I wanted to play audio soundbite 5. He was talking about maybe taking $500 billion worth of rare earth minerals from Ukraine in exchange for support. This is audio soundbite 5. Listen to this.
Cured because we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars. And, you know, they may make a deal. They may not make a deal. They may be Russian someday or they may not be Russian someday. But we're going to have all this money in there. And I say, I want it back. And I told them that I want the equivalent, like $500 billion worth of rare earth. And they've essentially agreed to do that.
Now, some of the other speculation is that Zelensky is reportedly saying that Ukraine might be prepared to offer a territory swap with Russia per Agence France-Presse. So, interesting, because this has gone on for so long. And it's, I mean, it's, can you imagine everything's just with a territory swap? Seriously. But Trump said he wants money from Ukraine back. He said maybe they can give it to us with these rare earth, you know, these rare earth metals. And then Zelensky says that, well, maybe they'll consider, you know, like a territory swap, something to that effect. I don't know. It seems like a lot of stuff's getting done. You know that ivermectin, they talk about it in terms of prevention, etc. It's simple, fast, and affordable to get it on all family pharmacy. These are doctors that you work with, like actual doctors, not like big pharma type doctors. And when you visit allfamilypharmacy.com, you can use code Dana and get 10% off your whole order. So I was taking my ivermectin that I got from them. They've also helped me out like over Thanksgiving when I couldn't get into my doctor. And I know I'm getting strep throat. I know it's a thing. And I was able to get the antibiotics I need because I've been to this goat rodeo before and their doctor was able to sign off. They sent it like in a day and a half, and that's not even expedited. That's just like how fast they sent it. You can skip the hassle. And here's what I really like about the medicines that they offer in All Family Pharmacy. It's not made in China. They're not made in China. This is all these are all elements from the US of A. So that's huge, I think, when you're looking at medicines and antibiotics and things like that. You can get comprehensive treatment options in addition to the ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. You got antibiotics and over 200 other essential medicines. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana for 10% off using promo code Dana. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana10 gets you 10% off today.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
So apparently, they're going to have some JFK stuff revealed today? And I keep seeing these videos and everyone's like, do you see the guy in the front? And he pulls a gun and he shoots JFK. And I'm looking at this video, like Kane is one of their biggest, like he's the valedictorian of that group. And I'm looking at the video, and it's like it's just like a black smudge that might do something. It's like so
There's a tweet like, I just put in Slack for you that you can see, and it's that video, the second video. It's more clear. It's the same frame, you know, listing as the one I showed you earlier, except this one is more clear. And you can see in that frame 311 to 312.
I see a guy look back. I don't know. I don't know what I'm seeing.
So from like 311 to 317, you see the driver sort of reach back there and then pull the trigger.
So you're saying that the guy who's driving the car shot JFK?
Well, what I'm saying is this video suggests that. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
I mean, believe me, there's probably 95% of the JFK stuff already out there.
It still looks like so grainy.
Well,
it's so hard to see.
It's the 60s. It's on film.
Yeah, but like he could be doing anything. He could be. I don't know. So we'll see. We might have this to talk about tomorrow. I don't know. The video is. I mean, the videos are interesting, but I don't know.
I mean, think about how long
I am open to believing anything about it. Do I think that he was killed? I think he was personally killed. I think he was killed. I think that it was an inside job.
60 plus years.
But do I think it was the driver? I can't see from that video. Anyway, we got tomorrow for that because we only got seconds today.
All right, you're just refusing to see it. All right, so here. Oh, what? Just playing. And by the way, what's this rep's name? Is it Mafume? Is that how you say it? Mafume?
You're asking me a sports ball
question?
Okay,
cut 19, Juan. Just let's get
it. This will be a congressional fight, a constitutional fight, a legal fight.
Oh, shit.
And on days like this, a street fight.
Oh, there it is.
Yes.
Can you imagine if a Republican said anything like that?
It's a street
media
fight.
For weeks would be all over the divisiveness of Republicans.
These people are so goofy. Yeah, you know it would be. Incendiary rhetoric. Folks, that does it for us today. Substack, Chapter and Verse. Go sign up, YouTube, Facebook, like, and subscribe. I'll be back behind the mic with you tomorrow.